This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz, and it's great to share a few moments with you here in Morning Devotions. Can you cast your mind back to 1992, the Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain? Something happened there that captured the imagination of the world. Maybe you can remember something that was very unusual that happened. It wasn't an athlete setting a new world record or winning an unprecedented number of gold medals. It was about Derek Redmond, who stepped onto the Olympic track. I'm sure he had visions of glory and victory in his head. This was the moment he'd worked for most of his life. He'd actually held the British record for the 400-metre sprint. He'd won the gold medals in the 4x400-metre relay. He, of course, had his share of injuries. But this day, in 1992, as he took his place among the strongest and fastest athletes and runners in the world, all his hopes and dreams came to this 1 minute in time. In his heart, he knew this was the race that he had been created to run. Well, in the final minutes before the race, he looked up to the stands and he was looking for his father. Sure, he wanted to win this race desperately, but mostly he wanted to win it for his dad. His dad had given so much, sacrificed so much to get him here, and now he had the chance of doing something in return, and he wanted to make his dad proud. Well, the gun went off. Derek took off running, pouring all that he had into the race, ready to run with perseverance this race. Suddenly, he collapsed onto the field. He'd pulled a hamstring in his leg. Maybe you remember this. He was gripped with incredible pain and he struggled. He got up. He tried to hop, but the pain was just too much. He couldn't believe this was his moment of glory and what it had come to. The anguish was on his face. The television viewers saw it. And perhaps he was worried about what his father might be thinking. Was his father up there in the stands, ashamed, disappointed? And was his dad going to turn his back on him and walk away? Oh, great, he probably thought, all those years wasted on him. And he couldn't even finish this race. But do you know, that's not what his father was thinking at all, because over in the stands, his father leapt to his feet. Quickly, he pushed his way through the crowd, and thousands of people were standing looking at this young man, gazing at the spectacle of the suffering of this athlete. So his father ran onto the track. A security guard tried to stop him, and he said, no one's allowed on this track. I'm sorry. But Derek's father responded with three simple words, "That's my son." He wouldn't be held back, so he shoved that security guard aside, and as thousands of people roared their approval in a standing ovation, he walked his son over the finish line. Now, it's a very moving story, and maybe like Derek Redmond there back in 1992, you feel like, yeah, I've fallen in life. You might see the parallel here. You want to finish the race of life. Maybe that there's too much pain in your life. No matter how hard you try, you can't seem to get back on your feet. Maybe you've made a decision that was the wrong one years ago and you've been crippled ever since in your mind. You feel like you've let people down. Maybe you're afraid that your Heavenly Father is disappointed in you, that he's not pleased with what you once did. But do you know that we've all made mistakes? If you're a Christian, my guess is that you've spent most of your Christian life trying to run a race and you might have fallen, like Derek did. I've fallen. I mean, you may have felt a failure and thought, well, God couldn't possibly love or approve me because I've disappointed him so much. But I want to say today that your Heavenly Father is on your side. God's not disappointed in you when you stumble because you are his child. He feels for you. God is actually for you. He wants you to finish that race in life, and he'll do everything he can to get you across that finishing line, even if it means carrying you across. You might say, look, I don't think God can use me. I've made too many mistakes. Well, who doesn't? I mean, the ones who make the most mistakes are the ones who do the most. Actually, if you don't make mistakes, I guess you're not doing anything much at all. People who've done the most for God are the ones who made the mistakes. I think of Abraham. He was a man who told lies. He told that his wife was his sister. David, who committed adultery. And there were others, of course, in the Bible. But, of course, that doesn't mean that it's all over. Well, Father, thank you for this day. Lord, your presence is special to us. Come to us in our time of need. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.